Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Nun, and we will be learning Daf Nun and Daf Nun Aleph. Hashtag we do what we do. Hashtag no raid. So the Gemara is still dissecting the Mishnah that we had early last week that discussed certain exceptions, certain carve-outs to the rule of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So ordinarily, if Reuven's living on a field for 3 years, somebody comes and is Ma'arer, but that Ma'arer was quiet. He sat idly for a 3 year period. Reuven can taina that the field is his. He can say that this Ma'arer gave it to him, the Matana. He could say that the Ma'arer sold it to him, so that even if the Ma'arer brings Edom that proved that once upon a time the field belonged to him, what we know in Yeshiva as being the Marakama, it wouldn't matter, because the fact that Reuven has now been there for this 3 year period without any protest from the Ma'arer, that is in and of itself a raya. It's as good a raya as Edom, it's as good a raya as Shtar. Reuven would have a cheskes raya, cheskes gimel shanim, that the field belongs to him. Stating that, the Mishnah gave examples of cases where one cannot be machzik. The example that we're in the middle of discussing right now is veloy leisha veloy leish chazaka b'nechzak ishtay. A man cannot be machzik b'nechzay ishtay, which the Gemara said must be talking about Nechsa Malog. So a woman brought Nechsa Malog into her marriage, where the halacha is that she herself maintains title over the underlying field, the underlying asset. The Baal has a schus that he's able to eat peiros, and he's now been eating peiros for 3 years, and now he walks into Bezdin and he claims that that field is not Nechsa Malog. My wife doesn't own the field where I only have a schus peiros. The field belongs to me. The haraya, I've been living there for 3 years and my wife was never meicha, says the Mishnah. That's a classic example where chazaka wouldn't work. But the Gemara asked an obvious question. The Gemara said, is it even a chiddush that the man can't be machzik in that case? The whole basis of a cheskes raya is the fact that you've been in somebody else's rishus for an extended period of time, which is highly unlikely. Thus, it makes more sense that your claim that the field actually belongs to you is the proper claim. But over here, to the extent that it's Nechsa Malog, the man would have had a right to been eating those pears for that extended period of time. So it should be poshut that the achilas pears shouldn't constitute a raya, that it belongs to him. Obviously, a man shouldn't be able to be machzik in such a case. So the Gemara said, Hachem Mayaskinon, it's talking about where, wow, this husband and wife were merely Arus and Arusa. The husband gave his wife in writing the following: Din udvarim in li al sadazu, the in li esik ba, the yadai misulekes meimena. He was mesalik himself from the schus achilas peiros. Based on that, if we would deem this field as being nechsa malug, the man would in fact not have a raya to eat peiros. It's for that reason that he's able to go ahead and he's able to, you would think theoretically, be machzik. But the Gemara made a diak, and that segues us into today's daf. The Gemara's diak was, it sounds like that it's only chazaka that wouldn't constitute a raya that this field, although previously was the wife's, or previously had been Nechsa Malug, now belongs to the husband. But let's say he would have some other form of proof. He would have Edim that saw him sell it. He would have a shtar of some sorts. It sounds like in that case, the man would be able to prove that the field is his. Meaning, it's only a chazaka that's limited based on the fact that in order for a chazaka to work, certain criteria have to meet, which doesn't work for a man that wants to be machzik ben echzei yishtoy. But if the husband would have any other form of raya that he bought this field from his wife, or he received a b'matan, it sounds like that raya would be a good raya. And the Gemara's kasha is, why is it so pashit? Why is that the case? Why don't we say that even a woman that sells a field to her husband, so they're Edom that saw the mechira, they sat at the closing, they drank l'chaim, but still, maybe she should be able to argue, at nachas ruach asisi l'bayli, that really I don't want to sell the field to my husband. My husband was pressuring me into. So even though it looks like, it smells like, it feels like there was a real mechira over here, but in all reality, there was no mechira. And the Gemara said that I have precedence for this idea of nachas ruach asisi l'bayli. It's a Mishnah in Ksubis. Look, somebody buys nechsa malug. First, he buys the portion that belongs to the husband, the schus peiros. And then afterwards he went and he bought the portion that belongs to the wife. That's the underlying keren. The halacha is mekchay batel. We assume the mekach is batel, and the Gemara assumed it's probably because the woman could always argue later, even though I sold it to you, the only reason I sold it to you is because I saw that my husband wanted to go forward with this transaction. He needed me to cooperate, and I didn't want to start up with him. But the Gemara said, no, it's not a riot. Because who said that Mishnah is talking about Nachas Malot? Maybe that Mishnah is talking about a different asset, Nachsit Soim Barzel, or maybe the Gimel Sadois that were Meyuchat Isha, as we saw at the end of Daf Memtes. But it could be as it relates to Nachsim Malok, there would be different, because being that it's hers, and even after she gets married, it's still hers. So maybe you don't have the svara of Nachas Ruach HaSisi Labayli. So it's not a kasha. You're right. From the Mishnah that says, V'loy L'ish Chazalka B'nichsa Yishtai, it's mashma, only Cheskes Raya man doesn't have, but any other Raya he would have, meaning if he can prove with Edim or with a Shtar or with some other means that his wife sold the next time I looked to him, the mechir is good. Ah, isn't there an idea of Nachas Ruach HaSisi Labayli? Could be that idea doesn't apply to Nechsem Elok. So on that note, we pick it up 5 lines from the top of Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Freik de Gemara, is that true? You don't say Nachas Ruach HaSisi Labayli when it comes to Nechsem Elok. Vamar Ameimar, Ameimar said, Ishvish Shemachum Nechsem Elok, if a man and a woman together jointly sell the Nechsem Elok. And again, why would they have to sell it jointly? Because the man can't really sell all the Nechsem Elok without his wife, and the wife can't sell all the Nechsem Elok without her husband. The man only owns the peiros, and the woman only owns the guf. So together, they sold the guf and the peiros. They also like klum, the mecha's not a good mecha. And the Gemara assumes, why would the mecha not be a good mecha? It's not the husband's chelik that's not good, it's the wife's chelik. Because we assume that really she doesn't want to sell it, and she's only selling it because she doesn't want to start up with her husband, Mishum Eva. It's not a terrible decision on her part. She's not interested in fighting with her husband. Says, okay, I'll go along with it. But if later she says, I never meant to sell it, and it was Nachas Ruach HaSisi Labayli, should be believed. So again, even though we're talking about Nechse Miluk, it's Mefurish in a Meimar statement, Ish V'isha Shemachru B'Nechse Miluk, still you see, Nachas Ruach HaSisi Labayli, which then would mean Hajo Kushal Laduchte. The Mishnah's Mash Meloy L'Ish Chazak B'Nechse Isha, but any other form of Raya he would have. L'Chura, even if he brings the Edim that say that she sold it, still it shouldn't be a good Mecher, because she could always argue Nachas Ruach HaSisi Labayli, Zokti Gemara, Ki Itmed HaMeimar, could be HaMeimar was not talking about a case where the husband and the wife both sold it together, and the reason Le'yosef like Klum is because Nachas Ruach HaSisi Labayli, but rather, he said, completely different halach. Heichad is of an iyu. He's talking about a case where the man sold his chelik in the nechsem elok, umis, and afterwards he died. The halacha is asyo ihi umafko. She can now go to the lekuchas, the one that bought the peiros nechsem elok from the man, and take the field back. Meaning, when a husband sells the peiros nechsem elok, it's a temporary, it's a finite type transaction, because the reality is he's only selling it for the interim period during which he has a right to eat the pears. But once that period passes, so that he dies, meaning had he not sold it and died, now the woman would get all the pears nachsam alok. So even if he sells it and then he dies, the halacha is the woman's allowed to go ahead and take it from the lekeach. The same is true in the reverse. Inam yizovnei, if she would sell the guf of the nachsam alok, umesa, and then she would die, osei umapik, but the kantra rabbanon. The husband would have a right to go to her lekeach and take away the guf of the nachsam alok. And this is already a little bit more of a complicated halacha, halacha that we discussed in great detail when we learned mesachtes ksubis, ksubis tafnun, and the end of mesachtes ksubis perke isha shenaflu, perke, and it's based on something Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina said. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, Usha Eskinu, one of the takanos Usha war, her isha shemachar benechsem alug, a woman who sold her nechsem alug umes and she died. Habam Yitzchak Yad Alukuchas, the husband's allowed to go to her lekeach, the one that bought the nechsem alug from her, and take away the guf. The point is that Amemer was talking about a case where either the husband sold by himself or the woman sold by herself. Each one of them died. The halacha is that the mecher becomes batel. The man could be moitzi from the woman's lekuchas, and the woman could be moitzi from the man's lekuchas. But it could be if both of them would sell together, inami or zavnei lididei, or if she would sell her portion to her husband, Zvina, Zvini. In that case, it could be the mecha would be a good mecha because we would not say Nachas Rucha Sisi Gabaya. So the kasha was that Amemer said, Ishvi Isha Shemachru Benachsa Malug, Layasav Laiklum. And it sounds like probably because she could always argue Nachas Rucha Sisi Gabaya is up to Gemara. Really, she can't say Nachas Rucha Sisi Gabaya. So that if the husband and the wife would sell it together, Bevasachas, there's no question the mecha would be Cha. If the woman would sell it to her husband would get it because we don't say Nachas Rucha Sisi Gabaya. So if you could bring Eidim or a shtar to prove that you bought it, it's yours, husband. And that's why the Mishnah had to say, because it's only chazaka that he doesn't have. It's that type of raya. Any other raya, he would. Different halacha. He's talking about where the man sold it by himself, then he died. The halach is that unless the woman sold her portion, because she can now be mitzi from his lekeach. And if she sold hers without him, and then she died, unless he would have sold his, he could be mitzi from lekuches. That was one of the takana susha. But as it relates to nachas rocha sisi levayli, it's true you find that idea. You find it by nachsit zayin barzel. You find it by different fields that are maybe miyuchad leksubasa. But with regards to nechsem alug, there you don't say nachas ruach asisi labayli. The iba yisema says the Gemara. Alternatively, amemer da amar kerabalos. It could be there is a contradiction from amemer zalocha ish fi isha shemachru benechsem alug to our sugya to the Mishnah that says v'loy v'ish chazaka benechse yishta. Aye, how could a Memer and a Moira argue with our Mishnah, Zakti Gemara? He holds like Rabbi Lach. Tanu learned in a Braisa, a completely unrelated halacha. Hamicher Savdoi, if somebody sells his Eved, Upasak Imoi, and he made up with the Lekeach, Sheyisham Shen Rosholishim Yoy, that for the next 30 days, I want him to work for me. So Reuven owned an Eved, he's selling his Eved, Eved Knani, to Shimon. He tells Shimon, I'm willing to sell the Eved to you, but I still need him to do some work for me for the next 30 days. So for the next 30 days, even though you own the Eved, I'm going to have rights to the Eved. So Rameir says, Harishoy, the Moicha Ruvain, Yeshnoi Bedin Yoyma Yomayim. He has the Shulchan Aruch, the Parashah, the Torah of Yoyim O Yoyimayim, Mepnei Shehu Tachtav, because for those 30 days, the Eved is working for him. The Hasheni, the Lekeach Shimon, who owns the Eved, who just doesn't have rights to it for the next 30 days, he is not subject to the laws of Yom HaYomayim, because it's not. So before we go weiter, what's this halach of Yom HaYomayim? The halach is if somebody kills an Eved Kanani, he's Chayiv Misa. Just like if you kill a regular Yid, you Chayiv Misa. If somebody kills an Eved Kanani, he's Chayiv Misa. An Eved Kanani is Yisrael B'miktsas, as the Rambam says, in Hilchos Yisrael. So the halach is if somebody kills an Eved Kanani, he is Chayiv Misa. Stating that, there's a fascinating exception to the rule. And that is a parsha in the Torah. The Torah says that if an Odoi, a master, hits his Eved Kanani, and he dies, if he died within 24 hours, that's Yom HaYomayim. Yom HaYomayim means Me'es Leis, a 24-hour period, then he's going to be Chayiv Misa. But if 24 hours pass and he didn't die, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. So it's a tremendous leniency. So if a random person kills an Eved Kanani, he hits him and he dies a month later, it's Chayiv Misa. If the Adoin hits his Eved Kanani, there's a Kula, he's only Chayiv Misa if he dies within 24 hours. The Shail over here was where somebody owned an Eved Kanani, he sold it. The Eved Kanani now belongs to Shimon, but Reuven retained the rights to the work of this Eved Kanani for a 30-day period. Who's considered the master? Who is the boss as it relates to the halacha of Yom HaYomayim? So the Brayso is going to say four shittas. The first is Rameir. Rameir says Harishon. It's Reuven. Because even though Reuven sold the Eved, but who has the rights to the Eved for these next 30 days? Reuven does. So for the next 30 days, Reuven is going to be the master as it relates to Yom HaYomayim. After 30 days, from day 31 here to forward, obviously it's going to be Shimon. Says the Gemara, what's Pshat and Shitas Rameir? It's a gewaldig alumnus that permeates Shas. Kosovar Kinyan Peiros, Ke Kinyan Aguftami, that even though Reuven only has a Kinyan Peiros, he only has a Kinyan in the revenue that's generated by this Eved, but it's Ke Kinyan Adof, it's a real Kinyan, thus we look at him as the slave master. Rav Yehuda, says, Hashem Yehesh, Rav Yehuda, Yom HaYomayim. No, Shimon is the one that's going to have the laws of Yom HaYomayim. Rav Neshahu Kaspoi, because he's the one that owns the Eved. Harishon, however, the Moicha Reuven ain't bidin Yom HaYomayim. She ain't kaspa. Kosovar, Rabbi Yehuda is obviously the opinion. Kinyan Peiros, Lachti Kinyan Aguftami. a beer that all he has is a kinyan peiros, it's not the kinyan agof. Rabbi Yossi says, Shneyem yeshna b'din yomim yomayim. Both Reuven and Shimon have the din yomim yomayim. Why? Zebek neshu tachtov is nevi shemukas. Shimon owns the eved, so he has a din yomim yomayim. Reuven owns the revenue, what the eved produces, thus he has a din yomim yomayim. But the basis of his shita is that he was mesupik kinyan peiros kinyan aguf tami ilav kinyan aguf tami v'sofik mefashos lahakel. So you have a sofik now. If this eved would die 25 hours after he was hit, is there a din yomim yomayim or not? If there's a din yomim yomayim, the master's potter. If there's no din yomim yomayim, the master's going to be chayiv. Being that he wasn't sure whether he's considered an other, he's considered a master or not, sofik nefashos lahakel, he's going to be off the hook. Rabbi Loza was the fourth sheet that he held. Shneim einam b'din yomim yomayim. They both don't have a din yomim yomayim. Ze lefisha einoy tachtov, ze lefisha einoy kaspoy. They both don't have a din, meaning you go to chumrah for both. And the reason is because each one is lacking. Each one doesn't have full bialis. One doesn't have the kinyan aguf. The other one doesn't have the kinyan peiros. Oh, my Rav. Rav explained shita's Rabbi Lazar. My time is the Rabbi Lazar. On my crow, it's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says, lo yukam ki kaspay hu. And we learn from there, kaspay ha miyuchad loy. That the only time a person has the din of yomi yamayim is if the kesef is miyuchad. So to the extent that one person owns the guf, and the other person owns the peiros, so it's not considered kaspei ha-miyuchad loy. Being that it's not considered kaspei ha-miyuchad loy, each one cannot have the din yoyim yomayim. So what does that have to do with our sugya? We're learning a sugya of nechsem alug. We're learning cheskes avatim, cheskes gimel shanim, and the Gemara now took us to a four-way machlokes ha-mayiram regarding yoyim yomayim. You know what we want? We want this last line. Shitas Rabbi Lazar. Shitas Rabbi Lazar is that if there's two masters that somehow have a shutfis in an eved, one owns the guf of the eved kanani, the other one owns the peiros of the eved kanani. The halach is they both don't have the din yomei yomayim. V'al in yomei yomayim shteit akzeres hakasav v'yukam ki kaspayhu, and we dash min kaspay v'yuchad loy, and no one of these partners is the bailim hamiyuchad. He only owns the peiros, which means he's lacking in the guf. He only owns the guf, which means he's lacking in the peiros. So what you see from here is that when there are two partners, and one owns the guf, one owns the peiros, no one of the partners is considered a true bailam. There's no kaspei ha-miyuchad loy. Now, it's true that Allah was said regarding yomei yomayim, but we're going to cut and paste it. We're going to apply it now to our sugya. The man owns the guf. The man owns the peiros. The woman owns the guf. There's no kesef ha-miyuchad. There's no real bailam. Will a real owner stand up and show his face? There's no real owner. It's two people. As a result, no one of them are able to sell. Being that no one of them are able to sell, it's for that reason that the mecha can't go to effect. So it's not because of a sfar of nachas ruach hasisi l'bayli, but there's a more general idea that a meimer was bavarning, and that is there's an issue of kaspi ha-miyuchad loy, and if there's no kaspi ha-miyuchad loy, it's for that reason it's impossible for the each one of them to move forward with a transaction like this. Now the one again. Mention hashtag no raid, but where we would stop for a moment if we were going to speak our raid is that the Gemara seems to very obviously be medama the shutfis between husband and wife regarding nechsem alug to a regular kinyan peiros kinyan agof, which is really something that's not so posh in the light of the sugis and the end of Masechtas Ketubos. Because when we learn Masechtas Ketubos, we learned that really the husband's kinyan peiros that he has in nechsem alug is not a regular kinyan peiros to kinyan agof, but rather it's more of a schus achilas peiros. This Torah from Shlomo Hyman, this Torah from Meir Simcha Nar Sameach, Tosfos in Ketubos Daf Nun, the Harbi Yesh Tofalfel was there. We spoke a lot about these ideas once upon a time, but this Gemara is obviously a maramakim. You see, the Gemara is being medama shitas Rabbi Lazar regarding kinyan peiros and kinyan aguf, kaspei hamiyuchid, with related to the halachas yevayim yomayim to the sugya of nechsem. Look, either way, the Mishnah continued and said v'loy le'ish chazaka b'nechsei. A man can't be machzik b'nichsei ishtev. Rav said, Eishes Ish, Tzricha Limchois, and Eishes Ish has to be Moicho. So if an Eishes Ish has to be Moicho, what does that suggest? It suggests that a man could be Machzik B'nichsei Ish. Are we talking about somebody else, some random third person? Rav said, E Machzik B'nichsei Eishes Ish. You can't be Machzik B'nichsei Eishes Ish. Meaning Rav himself said, E Machzik B'nichsei Eishes Ish. Now, the Rashbam explains, it's probably talking about other people trying to be machzik in nechzei achzir. How did the Gemara know that? Because the lashon machzikin is a lashon rabba. So Rabbi already said that a random person can't be machzik in the nechasim of an eishes ish. If that's the case, then when Rav said eishes ish tzricha limchais, what he's probably referring to is a husband who's trying to be machzik in his own wife's nechasim, elalav babal. The kasha is, it contradicts the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, v'loy le'ish chazak b'nechzei yishtei. Amar Rava, Rava said, v'loy le'babal. You're right. Rav was talking about the husband. It's a stirutar Mishnah. The Mishnah says, v'loy le'ish chazak b'nechzei yishtei. How could Rav say, ish is ish, tzricha limchais, v'goyin shechafa b'boyrois, shichin uma'orois. Rav was talking not about a regular case where the chazakah was being established by eating peiros. If a husband eats peiros b'nechzei yishtei, that's not a chazakah. That's the Mishnah, v'loy le'ish chazakah b'nechzei yishtei. And the reason it's not a chazakah is because there's no reason for the woman to protest, because she's okay with her husband doing it, even though he was masalik himself, like the Gemara previously made the Akimta. It doesn't matter. It's not something that you have to assume she would protest, then now, by her not protesting, it's somehow a raya that it really belongs to him. But let's say the chazaka was done in a different way. Let's say he was machzik not by eating the peiros. He was machzik by damaging the field. He was digging bayroi shichin ma'aris. The already the halacha would be different. That would be a chazaka, and that's what Rav was referring to when Rav said eishes ish tzricha limchais. But the Gemara asks, va'amar Rav Nachman, amar Rav Baravu ein chazaka l'mazaken. But Rav Nachman said that you can never establish a chazaka l'mazaken. We had this earlier, but the basra daf chav gimel. So if you can't be machzik al Yedei Nezakin, then that's obviously not what Rav was referring to when he said Eishes Ish Tzricha Limchais, because you can't be machzik in such a case. What Rav Nachman went when he said you can't be machzik by Nezakin, it didn't mean you can't establish. It meant the regular halacha of Gimel Shanim that you don't have by Nezakin. Usually, in order to establish a chazaka, 3 years. That's Achilas Peiros. But if you want to be machzik al Yedei Nezakin, you want to show ownership by destroying the land, that you could do even less than Gimel Shanim. As soon as you do it, the person sees and he's not Moicha, it's already a Chazaka. So again, the Mishnah that says, V'lei lish Chazaka b'nechzei yishtoi, where there's a svara that a woman wouldn't protest against her husband, even if the husband doesn't have rights to it, that's Achilas Peiros. When Rav said, Eishes ish tzricha limchais, he was talking about a Baal being machzik b'nechzei yishtoi, but al yidei nezakin. Oh, al yidei nezakin, there it's different. There she should be. But the Gemara says, Iba Yisema, alternatively, Lavit Me'alo, Amar Yama B'Kutra, Rav Zid Amar B'Sachisa. Again, we had this earlier in the Masechta, that it could be, again, we're talking about L'Nezakin. The Gemara is Teretz. The Kash is in Chazaka L'Nezakin. The first Teretz was, in Din Chazaka L'Nezakin. Avada, you could be Machzik, it's just a different Shulchan Aruch, you don't have the halacha of Gimel Shanim. Alternatively, when we say in chazaka l'nezakin, we mean be kutra or be beis hakiseh. You do something really, really damaging, like you put something that causes a lot of smoke to go into the property that damages the property, or you build an outhouse there. That type of chazaka, you would say in chazaka l'nezakin. But any other form of chazaka, such as chafa b'boy reshichin me'aris, there you would have chazaka l'nezakin. Bottom line, the Mishnah is talking about chazaka idei achilas peiros. That's loyleish chazaka. Rav was talking about chazaka al yedei nezakin, such as boir shichin ma'aris. That's where Rav said ish is ish tzricha limchais. Rabbi Yosef said a different terence. Really, when Rav said ish is ish tzricha limchais, what Rav meant was ish is ish tzricha limchais from somebody else, not from her husband. Her husband, she doesn't have to be meicha. That's a mishnah. Rav was talking about somebody else. What was the problem with saying that? The problem was Rav also said, "Ein machzikin b'nechzei yishtei ish." Machzikin lashon rabim, it sounds like a third party can't be machzik b'nechzei yishtei ish. So either we have a kasha from Rav from our Mishnah, or we have a steer in Rav. So Rabbi Yosef, you want to tell me that when Rav said, "Yishtei ish tzricha limchos," it means that if somebody else, some random person, wants to be machzik in the nechasim of an yishtei ish, she has to be moicha, meaning a random person could be machzik b'nechzei eishes ish. I, Rav himself, said eishes ish tzricha limchais. Zakti Gemara, the chilek is, ukegon cha'achla miksas chazaka b'chayi abal, v'sholosh la'achar misas abal. Background. When did Rav say, a machzik b'nechzei eishes ish? That's if this woman has a husband that could have been moicha. So if this woman has a husband that could have been moicha, you can't be machzik. Because we could always assume that the reason she wasn't moicha is because she thought her husband was going to be Meicha. Where would it be Nageya, Eishes Ish Tzricha Limchais? when there was a husband, but there also wasn't a husband. What's that case? This man bought the field from, or claims to have bought the field from the husband. And while the husband was alive, he had been machzik in the field. Then the husband died, and he was there another 3 years. 3 years after the husband died, being that he has a migu, he could have said that I bought it from you, Mrs. Rabbitson, I bought it from you, and you should have been moichel. And you can't tell me ein machzikin be nichsei ish es ish, because you relied on your husband's macha. He's not alive already for 3 years. So the point is that it's talking about where the husband's not alive. There was a chazaka for 3 years, so it's considered nechsei eshes ish, because previously she had been an eshes ish. But then the man died, and now 3 years passed, and she still wasn't moicha. It's in that case that the halacha would be that eshes ish tzricha limcha. Skufa amar rab e machzikin benechsei eshes ish. She can't be machzik in the nechosim of a married woman. Why? Because her lack of protest is not a raya that it belongs to the machzik. She could always say she was relying on her husband. V'dayone goyla amru, the dayonim in goyla, Rashi says, Rashbam, Shmuel, and Karna, the Gemara and Sanhedrin says, they were the Dainei Goyla. They said, Machzik, and you could be Machzik. Amar Rav, Rav said, Halacha ki Dainei Goyla. The Halacha is, you could be Machzik, Menachzei Eshes Ish. Amar Rav, Karna, Rav Asi, the Rav, Hodaber, Mei, Mishmaitei. Rav, you were the one that said, Ein Machzik, Menachzei Eshes Ish. How could you now say that Halacha is like the Dainei Goyla, that Machzikin, Amalu, Mistabra, Amik, Rav Yosef. No. What I meant is, sometimes Machzikin, sometimes not Machzikin, which was the stira in Rav that we just had. When is it Machzikin? If the husband died and you were there already 3 years, oh, now at this point, you could have always argued that I bought it directly from you, Rebbetzin. That's why you believe, as opposed to a regular case where the husband's alive and you're being machzik b'nechsei eshes ish, it's in that case that it doesn't work, as we turn our attention to Bava Basra Daf Nun Aleph. So, till now, we've been discussing v'loyle ish chazaka b'nechsei ishtoi. Now, the Mishnah continued and said, v'loyle isha b'nechsei baila. Faith, the Gemara, Pshita, that's also obvious. It's pashut that a woman can't be machzik b'nechsei baila. Why? Keep it Islam, b'zoinu d'ka'achlo, being that he has to support her, so it makes sense to assume that if she's been there for 3 years eating, so she's probably eating what belongs to her. So you don't have the basic building block of the chazaka. What's the building block of the chazaka? Why are you eating something that doesn't belong to you? Why are you in somebody else's property? Oh, it must be it's yours. You do it for 3 years and there's no macha. That's cheskes kibul zonin. But if she's eating what's hers, what's legally entitled to her, then obviously you're not going to have a chazaka. The Mishnah is talking about where the man set aside different property l'mezoina for her mezoinas. So it's for that reason, you can't assume that she's eating it for her mezoinas because he was ready to miyach something else for her mezoinas. That's why you would have thought maybe there could be a chazaka, kamash malan, v'loy v'ish chazaka, b'nichsei b'ayvat. Zok t'gemar, harai yesh. Same diik that we had in the previous sugya. It's mashma that if a man or a woman would walk into Beis Din, have a shtar that say that her husband sold her a piece of property, she would be entitled to the piece of property. She just can't use chazaka as a vehicle to prove that it's hers. Cheskas raya she doesn't have. But shtar raya, eide raya, some other form of raya, she would have. Faith to Gemara, why does she have a raya lema? Why can't the husband always say, Leglule zuzi hu de boy? Unbelievable chiddush. Woman walks into bed and she has a shtar that says, I bought my husband's field. I paid him $10,000. The field belongs to me. The Gemara entertains a svara, and on Amud Beis we're going to see it's actually the opinion of an Amoira, it's a machlokes Amoira, that the husband could always say, it's true, it looks like I sold it, I didn't really sell it. What do you mean? You sold it. I have a shtar. I suspected that my wife was hiding money from me, and I wanted to get that money. And no matter how much I pushed her to try to show me the money, she didn't show me the money. So I said, you know what, I have a deal. I have an idea. I'm going to sell my property. I'm going to make believe I'm selling it. She's going to come to a closing with a briefcase. I'll see the money. I'll keep the money. But really, the money's mine. So that even though I gave it to her in the context of a mechira, it's not a real mechira because the money she gave me really belonged to me. Now, if a regular person would argue that, they'd throw them out head first. But the Gemara says that it's possible that a husband would be believed with such a taina. And the reason is because it actually makes more sense that what he's saying is true. Because called Mashakana Ishakana Bailo. And it's true, it's only Midrabanan, and maybe sometimes there's only limited bailis, aschus achilas peris. But at the end of the day, a husband has rights in his wife's property. And for the a woman to have $10,000 that doesn't belong to her husband is actually pretty rare. So it's for that reason he's guilty or she's guilty until proven innocent. We assume that he's telling the truth, and the Gemara says that it should be a good taina. So freak the Gemara, only cheskes raya she doesn't have? Ki'ilufino. If she would have ede raya or shtar raya, in that case, she would keep the property. Even then, it's not possible that she keeps the property. Because why can't the husband say, the only reason I agreed to sell it to you is because I wanted you to show me the money. Shamat mina. So the Gemara says, I hear, maybe we should talk a proof from this Gemara that if somebody sells a field to his wife, so she's kind of the field. We don't say that radical svara. The Gemara says lie. It could be we really do say that svara. The Gemara likes that svara. But ema ha raya yesh b'shtar matana. The diak is she doesn't have a chazaka. It could be if there were eidim that saw mechira, that wouldn't either work. If something works, for sure you have to make a diak. You know what the diak is? If she would have a shtar matana, oh, that's already something else. There was a gift. There was no money. No money traded hands in a matana. So why would you have the shtar matana? With good eidim, and you mekayim the chesamus on the shtar, in that case, she would get it. Omale Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, they have a mar, gabon, pe'urta betchuba. It's a shod that you didn't come to the shir last night. Damina mila malyasa. We spoke out geshmak arayt. Omale, my mila malyasa mitu. What was so geshmak that you said? You said as follows, if somebody sells a field to his wife, konsa, she's koined, falayam rinon, ligli ezuz adabai. And we don't say this svara that the Gemara entertained, that he really meant to sell it. The only reason he went along with the Mechira is because he wanted her to uncover, reveal this money that he thought she was hiding. Amar le, Sir Rav Huna told him, Pshita, it's Pashit. Why? Because Dao Zuze Mehacha, V'tikno le b'shtara. To the extent that there was a Shtar Mecher, then it should be Pashit that she should be Koine. Why? Because even if you're going to tell me that the money in and of itself is not a raya, so that maybe he couldn't be koina, or she couldn't be koina, the field with Kenyan Kesef, because the reason he agreed to transfer the field to the money was because he thought the money was his, and this was his way of recovering money that really belonged to him. But if they wrote a shtar, let the shtar itself work. Dal zuze mehacha, forget the money. V'tikne b'shtar, miloy tan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Nechasim sheyesh l'machrayes niknim, b'kesef, u'b'shtar v'chazaka. So forget the money. Why is she kind of... Amalei, so he told like, itmar Allah, amashmul. So Rav Nachman told Rav Huna, no, you're making a toast. It's true. Nechasim sheyesh l'machrayes, such as property, karka, but Shmuel made a very important caveat to that halacha. Like shonah al b'shtar matana, that's only true for shtar matana. Avo b'shtar mecher lekana atchiitin ledomel. So for a matana, that's the halacha. But for a mecher, not. And in this case, being that this money, it obviously wasn't a matana; it was obviously a mecher. The money of in and of itself, the kesef doesn't work because when he took the money, it wasn't b'toiras kinyan; it was b'toiras recovering money that he believed belonged to him. Maybe it was documented. Maybe there's a shtar. Shtar mecher is not a shtar. The chasim sheyesh l'machrayes niknas b'shtar is only a shtar matana, not a shtar mecher. But the Gemara says, Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, v'lav moiser Rav Amnuna, Rav Nuna asked a kasha on Shmuel. Meaning Shmuel said that you can't be koina al yidei mecher karka b'shtar. Shtar matana, yeah, not shtar mecher, and when we say nechasim shleish l'machrayis niknas b'shtar, what we mean is shtar matonav. Lav moisir Rav Amnuna afraid to gemar, but didn't Rav Amnuna ask b'shtar keitzah kosav le'an liyar oyal acheres afal pisha ein boy shav a pruta. Even if the shtar itself is not worth a pruta, if he wrote sadi mechurulach sadi kenuyalach hareis and mechuru nesuna, so there was no shav a pruta. There was no money over here. Even the shtar itself is not worth a pruta. And what was written in the shtar? Sadi mechuralach. The field is being sold to you. And so you see, I raise a mechura nesuna. So you see, you could have a shtar mecher. So the Gemara. So Rav Nachman told Rav Huna back, no. V'lavu meisavu mefarikla. V'meichzeim v'neiras. He was talking about a very specific case. The only time there's something called shtar mecher, even if it's not worth a shav a pruta, even if there's no money, that's if it's a really bad field. It's a bad field. You know the meich is dying to get rid of it. So there's an umdana that he had a mind to sell it. He was Gomer Makni even without money. But ordinarily, if you don't give the person money, we assume he wasn't Gomer Makni. Shtar Matona, yeah, you're giving a gift. But Shtar Mecher, not either. way, that is the Gemara's teretz. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi said a different teretz. A different teretz to Rav Hamnuna's Kasha. Again, Shmuel had said that the shtar doesn't work by Nechasim Sheish HaMachrayas for Mecher. It only works for Ma'atana. Rav Hamnuna asked the Kasha. There's a bunch of Kashas, a bunch of Terutzim on this moment. Rav Hamnuna said, B'shtar Ketzat, Kosov Le'anol Yor HaLacheres, Afa Pisha Embay Shava Pruta, Sadeh Mechur L'cha, Hareza Mechur Nesuna. So what do you see from there? You see that there is a shtar Mecher, even though it's not worth a shava pruta, even there's no kasef. Rav Ashi said, "Teretz b'matana pike shlitnoloi v'loma kosla v'shtar mecher k'dei li'apas koichi." Could be that's a case where really the person wants to give a matana, and the reason the shtar works is not b'teir shtar mecher. It works b'teir shtar matana. Aye, if he means to give a matana, why do you write sadeh mechur locha k'dei li'apas koichi? Because if Reuven gives a gift to Shimon, and then later somebody comes about chayiv, and he tells Shimon that gift that you got from Reuven, Reuven had no right to give it to you. I had a lien on it. So what's the halacha? The halacha is the Baal Chayiv is going to be able to take it away from Shimon. What if Reuven sells it to Shimon? So again, it could be the Baal Chayiv is going to be able to take it away from Shimon. However, to the extent that Shimon bought it, Bachrayis, Shimon may be able to go back to Reuven and ask him to make him whole and reimburse him. So Zok the Gemara, it could be really a shtar does not work for Mech. Shtar only works for Matan. You have a statement, a braisa, that seems to say, b'shtar keitzad, even though there's no shava pruta, there's no money. Sadai mechur lecha, it suggests that there's something called shtar mecher. That shtar was really a shtar matana. He used the lashon of mecher, liapas koichi, to tell him that I'm going to treat this matana a little bit like a mecher. How so? That if somebody comes to you and he takes it away based on the fact that there was a lien, even though I gave you a matana, so technically there's no achrayas, I'll treat it as if there was achrayas and I'm going to make you whole. But really, we're talking not about a shtar mecher, we're talking about a shtar matana, because it could be shtar mecher does not work. So what was the kasha? The kasha was that even if you're going to tell me this new svara, that if a man sells a field to his wife, and he gets money in return, it could be the mecher is not a good mecher, because the gliya zuzu hutabai, maybe he's just doing it because he thinks his wife is hiding money from him and he wants to take the money. So the Gemara's kasha was, naniach, that's a good svara. But what about the shtar? The teretz is, there's no such thing as a shtar mecher. Shtar you find, b'matana, but no such thing as shtar mecher. Sadeh mechur lecha, you see as a nusach ha-shtar, it's not a real. Either it's talking about a really bad shtar, or a really bad field, it's inferior, so we know for sure he's governor Machni, even though he didn't get money for it in return. Alternatively, like Rav Ashi said, b'matana b'kesh, lit nalai, v'lama kasav le'belosh mecher, k'tin li'apas koicha, he's just telling him that you're going to have a little bit of recourse, even though ordinarily there should be no recourse. Either way, the Gemara over here is discussing a svara. What's the svara? That if somebody sells something to his wife, even though he got money for it in return, he can argue in Bezdin that I didn't really mean to sell it. Aye, what do you mean? You sold it to an Aiden, there was a shtar, you got money back for it in return. It was the Glule Yisuzuhu Dabai. Freak the Gemara, Meisvi, I'll ask you a kasha. On one side in the Shaila, love him in Eved. If somebody borrows money from an Eved, Vishikharoi, and then afterwards he freed him. Mino Yisho, he borrowed money from his wife, Vigirsha, and then he divorced her. Ain't Lohan Olof Klum, they can't come after him. My time, why not? What do you mean? You borrowed money from your Eved, now you freed him, you don't own the money anymore. You borrowed money from your wife, now you divorced her. You don't owe her money anymore. Must be Mishum Damrinan, the Gluya Zuzi Dabai. So it's a Mefurish of Raisa that you see this svara of the Gluya Zuzi. Meaning he could always argue, I didn't really want to borrow money from my wife. I made believe I was borrowing it because I wanted the money. But I'll kopon him. From the fact that you see he doesn't owe her money, doesn't owe the Eved money, there's a new svara of the Gluya Zuzi. So how could we be even entertaining a tzad that you don't say the Gluya Zuzi Hu Dabai? It's a Mefurish Braisa. Checkmate. Shouldn't this resolve this whole discussion? So the Gemara says, no. Shani Hasam Le'nichalei L'Shavi Nafshei Eved Loi V'Lish Malva. That's talking about a Loi V'na Malva. People don't want to borrow money from other people because Eved Loi V'Lish Malva. At the end of the day, you feel like an Eved. So the fact that this man's borrowing money from his wife, something suspicious over here. The fact that he's borrowing money from his Eved is something very suspicious over here. So now, if he comes and he tainis, there's an umdana that he's probably telling the truth. Because the truth is, this whole story didn't make sense in the first place. Why would he want to borrow money? Eved loy v'lish malva. So it's more reasonable to say that But if you sell something, why would I want to sell something? There's no ever loy v'lishmal. And the Rashbam speaks out that even if sometimes you sell something b'achrayis, so you're on the hook a little bit, there is some recourse, fine. But you're not an eved. There's no eved loy v'lishmal. So be that there's no eved loy v'lishmal, you would think that maybe there you don't say the svar of l'gluy z'v'dabay. So it's true, you do say the svar of l'gluy z'v'dabay when it comes to a loy v'en a malva. But as it relates to a moichin lekeach, there could be its difference. Zok to Gemara. Shalach le Rav Huna bar Abin. Hamoichin sadal ishtev. If somebody sells a field to his wife, kansa she's koina, ubao oichel peris. However, the husband can eat peris. Again, a man sold a field to his wife. The halacha is she's koina the field. What's the chiddush? You don't say legluye zuzu dabai. You can't come later and say, I never really meant to sell it. I just wanted you to show me the money. No. However, after he sells it, the Baal can eat the Peres Nechse Malug, because it's no different than any other Nechse Malug. So just like if she would come into the marriage with Nechse Malug, the Baal would be Eichel Peres. If she bought the field from him, it's treated as the same Nechse Malug. Brom. Rab Abba v'Rab Avo. V'chol g'doyle yadar amru. B'matana b'ke shlitnoy la. That really he wanted to give it to b'matana. V'lama kasav la l'shum necher. K'dei liyapas es koicha. Just to be miyapes koicha. Meaning, the halacha is that the husband will not be entitled to the peres nechse malug. If we look at that as a regular mecher, then he's entitled to the nechse malug. Where these gedolei adar argued was that they felt that when a husband sells something to his wife, he doesn't really mean to sell it. He really means to give it as a matana. The reason it's written, beloshen mecher, is liyapes as koicha. So if somebody wants to take it away from her, based on the notion that he had a lien on it from the husband, she would have recourse to go back to the husband. The point is, if it's given by matana, he's meichel his schos achilos peres, thus he would not have peres nechse malug. But one thing is clear, that when somebody gives a field to his wife, it's cha. The shaila only is, does he eat the peres or does he not eat the peres? Meisvei, love him, mina eved v'shechuroi, mina isha v'girsho, ein lama lov klom. This gemara that we just learned, this price, if somebody borrows money from his eved, if somebody borrows money from his wife, and then afterwards he frees his eved, or he divorces his wife, that lachi is, he doesn't owe them anything. My time, elam mishu d'abri l'glu zuzi d'bai, because of l'glu zuzi. You see, there's a svara that a man can always argue after he gave something to his wife, even after he sold something to his wife, that l'glu zuzi d'bai. So why are we assuming that the mecher is for shochal? The shayla is, does he have schos achilos peiros? Does he not have schos achilos peiros? What happened to the halacha of l'glu zuzi? So the Gemara says, the same teretz I gave a moment ago, shani awesome, blei l'shav yinish, ever loy v'lish malva. There's a chilik between a loy v'malva and a mecher l'keyach. If you borrow money, there's a svara of l'glu zuzi the bike, because the person doesn't want to be a loiva. Eved loiva lishmal. If you sell something, then you don't have the svara of legluy azuzi with the bike. Amarav. Hamoichas adalish. If somebody sells a field to his wife, konsum. She's kind of the field. Va'bal oichel peres. The baal gets to eat the peres. Bim matana. If somebody gives a matana to his wife, konsum. Again, she's koined. They ain't about like the pears, like we saw. The Baal doesn't eat pears. Rabbi Loza said, Echadzev, Echadzev, Kansa, they ain't about like the pears. Whether he sells the field to his wife, whether he gives the field to his wife in Matana, in both cases, she's koined. However, the Baal is not going to be like the pears. So Rabbi and Rabbi Loza both agreed that if somebody sells a field to his wife, the Mecher Tzchal. If somebody gives a field in Matana to his wife, the Matana Tzchal. They also both agree that if somebody gives a field as a matana to his wife, he doesn't have schos achilos peiros. You don't have the halachas of nechse malug. Where they argued was if somebody sells a field to his wife, does he eat the peiros or does he not eat the peiros? Rav said, ha-moicher sada l'ishtay kansa v'ha-baal oichel peiros. Rabbi Loza said that even if he sells it, in a-baal oichel peiros. Ovid Rav Chizda uvdik Rabbi Loza. The Gemara tells a story. The Rav Chizda once passed in the halacha l'maisa, like Rabbi Loza. There was a case where the husband sold the field to his wife, and Rav Chizda paskin that the husband doesn't get to eat the pears. So Rav's inaklach, Rav Ukfa and Rav Nechemia, they both stood up the kvoidai of their grandfather Rav, and they told Rav Chizda, Shavak ma Rav Ravi. You're leaving Rav Ravi, Rav. You're not paskining like the greater Talmud Chacham, our Zeda. Va'ovit kizutri, and you're paskining like Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza wasn't zutri, but relative to Rav, he wasn't Rav. So he said, I understand how you paskin, Rabbi Loza, not like Rav. Rav paskin, that if a husband sells a field to his wife, the mecher schal, you don't say l'kluzei zuzi with the boy, but the baal is like a peiros. So how come you paskin like Rabbi Loza ain't a baal like a peiros? Amalusi told him, I know, nami k'rav or v'yavdi. You're right. Maybe Rabbi Lazar relative to Rav is the Zutri, not the Rav Ravi. But we're relying on a different Rav Ravi. Because when Ravin came, he said over the name of the great, the Rav Ravi, Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan held, like Rabbi Lazar's psak, that the Baal is not Eichel Peres even where he sells it. So it's true. It looks like we're passing like Rabbi Lazar connected Rav. That I wouldn't have a right to do. But to pass like Rabbi Yechanan connected Rav, that we certainly have a right to do. In fact, we know from the beginning of Masechtas Beis, Daf Dalet, that whenever there's machloek is Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, Allah is like Rabbi Yechanan. So if Chizu was passing like Rabbi Yechanan connected Rav, not so much Rabbi Loza connected Rav. Amar Rav, Hilchasa. So what's the halacha? Amaycha saw the lish, if somebody sells a field to his wife, Loi Kansa. She's not koined after all that. The Habal Eichel Peiros, Bema Tana. If he gives her a matana, Kansa, she's koined. They ain't a Baal Eichel Peiros. So the second part is obvious that everybody agreed. We never saw it not that way. So if a man gives his wife a field, the matana, she's kind of the matana, and the Baal doesn't get to eat pears. The first thing that Rava said is a chiddush, but not only is a chiddush, the Gemara is going to ask now, it makes no sense. If somebody sells a field to his wife, she's not kind of the field, but the Baal gets to eat the pears. If she's not kind of the field, what does it mean? The Baal owns the field. He doesn't just get the pears. He gets the whole field. Freight to Gemara, Tarti, Stachastiro. On the one hand, you're telling me the Mechaz Nachal, which suggests that the husband owns everything. And then you're telling me that the Baal is Eichel Peiros, which seems to suggest that he only has Peiros. So the Gemara, like Kasha, Kam B'mois Tmunim, Kam B'mois She'enon Tmunim. When do we say, like Kansa, that's if we know for sure the money was hidden. If we know for sure the money was hidden, then we say, like Gluya Zuzu Dubai. Meaning if it's clear to the Eidim that this money was hidden, the husband didn't know about that. He said, you want to buy a field, and all of a sudden, she gets on a plane, flies to Switzerland, and comes back with money. So in that case, like Kansel. Because there, the argument of Luzudubai is very much supported by the circumstances. If, however, the money was there, everybody knew about this money. Yeah, of course, she walks in, it's in her wallet. The husband's seen it 100 times. Then you can't time it Luzudubai, because you knew about it. There, the mecher will be chal, and it's that, or in that case, we're Rava Paskind, that even though the mecher's chal, but Abal Eichel Peiros, like Rav, not like Rav Elazar, and not like Rav Yechanan. And what's the support to this distinction? The Amar Rav Yehuda, Ma'is Tmunim Loi Kansa, Ma'is She'ina Tmunim Kansa. Rav Yehuda said it Mefurish. This chiluk is a nafgemina regarding this idea of Legluvei Zuzi Yudabai between Ma'is Tmunim and Ma'is She'ina Tmunim. So it's interesting. We learned the halacha that a man can't be machzik b'nichsei ishtoi. We learned the halacha that an isha can't be machzik b'nichsei baila. This is, of course, real, hardcore, cheskas abatim digis sugis. But what the Gemara discussed almost derech agav was new svaras. There's a svara that when a woman sells something to her husband, it could be the mecher is not a good mecher. And there's a svara that when a man sells something to his wife, it could be the mecher is not a good mecher. When a woman sells something to her husband, it could be it's not a good mecher, because she could always say nachas ruach chasisi l'bayim. And what the Gemara discussed was, is that true even for nechse meluk, or maybe it's not going to be true for nechse meluk. But there is an idea that when a woman sells something to her husband, nachas ruach chasisi l'bayim. The flip side, when a man sells something to his wife, there's an argument to say that maybe the mecher wouldn't be chal either. Not nachas ruach chasisi labayli. Doesn't sound like that's a concern of the husband where he's trying to make his wife happy by buying something from her. But the nekuda is something else. The glulei zuzu debar. This is an untrusting husband. He thinks that his wife is hiding money from him, money that he technically has chusim to, because even nechse meluk dalach is the baal zoichel peiros. So something he certainly has in this money. So there's an idea of maybe the glulei zuzu. The Gemara said it's a mefurish of Braisa that when a man borrows money from his wife, he can definitely argue the zuzu debar, because there's a svara ever loyve l'shemalva. A man never wants to be a no one ever wants to be an eved. Certainly a man not to his wife. So the circumstances certainly support the time of Luz Uzu Dubai, where it was a discussion in the Gemara, Machlikis Amirayim, as if he sold it. He didn't borrow, he sold it. There's no svar of eved loyve l'shemalva. Even if he sold it b'achrayas, we don't look at that as being eved loyve l'shemalva. Shaila is, do you say l'gliyes uzay, or do you not say l'gliyes?